pick them out with your teeth, you know, if mm-hmm. you fly, you'd have to take the seed out. It'd have to be mashed off the seed somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always look for the cherry seed in a piece of cherry pie.
Yeah.
There's got to be one in there. Yeah, it's a great surprise, isn't it? How about the center of an apple?
I call that the core.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call it?
I think that's all I've heard it called. And you mentioned dried apples and dried pieces of apple. Do you have any special word for those?
No, just dried peaches or dried apples, all
uh-huh.
I ever know of.
In some parts of the country, I don't know if it's in Oklahoma or not, they call them snits. Little slices of apple that have been dried.
Well,
I
didn't hear call that.
But I haven't heard that here.
But you know, other states have different languages than we do.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people in Oregon and California, where they've been talked funny,
they have a different language. Yeah, they have a lot of Finns and Swedes up in Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of Norwegians too, I guess, following the timber.
Have you ever been up in the northern part of the state, Kansas, and back into there?
Yeah.
The people talk a different language up there to us, you know, they're uh-huh. fast, quick talking. You have to be on the dot to get just what they're saying, you know, they're talking mm-hmm. fast.
Some people in this state do that too.
Yeah.
They're bad to take up habits like that.
Yeah.
People that went from here, his brother's boys went out in California, they wasn't going out there more than a year, but they come back and just talk so funny and couldn't hardly understand.
Hmm.
Seemed like they thought it was proper or nice or something.
Well, I think perhaps it's just a habit you
just
get into and you don't even know it.
Just take it up.
Did you ever raise any of those crops that grow under the ground?
Peanuts. Sweet potatoes.
Uh-huh.
And osh potatoes.
Uh-huh.
That's three growers on the ground.
Did you dry your potatoes in a building or something?
Well, you have to take them out.
Yeah, you have to take them out and dry them. Or just, we didn't call dry them. We just peel them up, you know, protect them from the wintertime.
Uh-huh. Just let them stand right out in the field.
Put them in houses.
Oh, you put them in houses and heal them up.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
Put them in
turnips, you know, you always heal up turnips.
Mm-hmm.
So, understand if you've got sweet potatoes, if you're digging them like now, this time of warm weather like this, and out there digging them out, it wouldn't hurt for grain on them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It won't hurt them a bit. Take them in and just when they draw off, put them up. It's better for them to lay out in the
season.
Sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
And get kind of dry before you take them in.
Mm-hmm.
So they got lots of sap in them.
Some of them are pretty sticky too, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. An ice potato, you don't never want the sun on it. Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
When you dig it, get it out of the cool place.
Oh.
Yeah, they say ice potato wants a cool place.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned nuts around here. What kind of nuts do you have?
Peanuts.
When we were talking about trees.
We have hickory nut trees, acorns.
Uh-huh.
Have all these trees, post oak trees, white oak,
mm-hmm.
all kind of trees have an acorn.
Mm-hmm.
But they're different. A post oak acorn's a little round acorn like that. And a white oak acorn's a big one, about this long. You
mm-hmm.
know, very big acorn.
Any nuts?
No, just hickory
nut
walnuts.
Walnuts
and
hickory nuts, we have them here.
Do you gather walnuts?
Yeah, we gather.
Lots of black walnuts up on the bluff, we don't have any.
We had lots of walnut trees up there on our farm while we lived up there.
What did you do after you gathered them?
We just piled them up somewhere, you know, and just eat them in time we want to. We just go bust them.
Uh-huh. Well, did you do anything to them before you ate them?
No, they didn't knock the hull, break the hull off, you know, the
uh-huh.
outside hull.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
They didn't knock that black hull off.
How'd you take that off?
Well, when they got dry, you know, it just come off easy.
Uh-huh. Give you some brown hands.
Yeah.